From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There's something in the water along the California coast, and it has biologists and fishermen puzzled. Last month, hundreds of six-foot-long squid turned up dead on the beaches of Orange County in Southern California. And now, fishermen up north are finding that there may be a swell of millions of these big sea creatures in their waters. David Gorn has this report.
Deckhand Jim Ricker and a dozen sporties, that is, sports fishermen, line the railing of the Huey Cat party boat, plying the waters 20 miles off the Northern California coast, fishing with a hook and line that dips 1,000 feet deep.
Keep tension on it, try to keep winding.
They're after an unusual kind of sport fish, something they've never seen before, something that's not actually a fish at all.
Okay, I'm coming.
Woo! It's a six-foot-long squid. And it's a monstrous-looking thing they pull aboard. It's as thick as a child's leg, a rubbery mask of mollusk muscle with its clingy tentacles dangling in every direction, grabbing the deck railing, the gaffing pole, whatever the thing can reach. And, of course, it has another weapon. It squirts.
I took a bath, and then they ended up dropping it.
These things can squirt a jet of water or ink about 30 feet long, and on the deck of the Huey Cat, as sporties pull in one thick, meaty squid after another, ink and seawater swirl in a light black foam. These fishermen all take a few of these beasts home to enjoy a week's worth of colossal calamari. Boat Captain Tom Batouche says he's constantly amazed at just how many of these squid are in the ocean now.
This is basically overwhelming, and we've had as many as 106 on the boat, and we don't carry many people. No, I've never seen anything like this.
There are tons of gigantic squid out there off the California coast, possibly millions of them. They've recently been seen much farther north than ever before, with sightings as far as Sitka, Alaska. Now, these are not the giant squid you may have heard about, the ones in movies that terrorize ocean liners and have showdowns to the death with monster sperm whales, or small lost submarines 20,000 leagues under the sea.
We'll be fighting at close quarters with the most tenacious of all sea beasts. Stand by.
Nope, these are not giant squid. These guys off the California coast are jumbo squid. Bill Gilley is a Stanford University biology professor who works at Hopkins Marine Laboratory near Monterey. He says whatever has caused this huge surge in the jumbo squid population, and more specifically, what prompted about 1,500 of these squid to beach themselves last month in Orange County, is a bit of a mystery.
You know, we've had ideas as to what might be going on, but we really know so very little about what these animals do normally. To guess at what is causing this behavior is just that. It's really a guess.
Gilley uses a centrifuge and liquid chromatography equipment to help analyze the stomach contents of these beach squid, looking for traces of toxins.
There's something that I believe is making this squid mentally deranged, impaired in some way, that causes this aberrant behavior.
As far as explaining this sudden appearance of jumbo squid, Gilley and other scientists say most likely there is a natural 25-year fluctuation in the temperature of currents off the coast, and this boom of jumbo squid could be a signal that a new cycle of temperature change has started.
So if we are entering a new cold phase for the next 25 years, I'm guessing that we'll see more squid here rather than less.
But for now, the fishermen along the coast will just thank their lucky mollusks and put a few more lines in the deep water. For NPR News, I'm David Gorn.